Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Everyone's going to crucify me and look at me funny the same way you and Little D just did.
Yep.
Because Hasbro has trademarked the smell of Play-Doh, and I don't know what that smells like.
How can you? You have children. You were a child. Oh, wait, you were a poor. Oh, you made.
Had it when I was a kid.
Homemade Play-Doh, didn't you? It was all salty. You didn't even have homemade Play-Doh?
Wait, you eat Play-Doh?
You know, poor people, their moms usually make Play-Doh. They have the recipe.
Yeah, you said something about the taste. That means you ate your Play-Doh.
Well, I heard. The poor kids always say, you know, it's saltier than
the poor kids.
Well, that's where
I don't, honestly, could you guys, is there a way for you to put it into other terms for me? Like, what is it? Does it smell sweet? Does it smell, what does it smell like?
I don't even know how to describe it. Yeah. Like, the only way I can describe it is it smells like Play-Doh.
Yeah, it's one of the best top 10 smells of all time.
What is Hasbro going to do now that they have that? What they going to make a perfume out of it? So it's going to attract
awesome.
men are going to be like, oh my God, it smells like something that I can't put my finger on it. But
yeah, cologne or an air freshener. Yes.
Would you want your house to smell like that?
Absolutely.
Really would?
Yeah, it would sell like that because, you know, good smells sell your home. Boom. Play-Doh. I would just set it up kind of in strategic areas, containers like in the vents.
Just screams like you can raise a family here.
Right? Yeah. Play-Doh. Inviting to families.
Right.
Yep.
I feel really. So here's my next question. As an adult, grown man, do you think I would smell it and like it? Or because for you guys, it's launching you back to some fond memories of being young. For me to smell it now, I'm just going to be like, I don't know, that smells like a chemical.
So your children, they've never had Play-Doh.
No, they have iPads. Why would they need Play-Doh?
Huh, that's not actually.
It's true. There's a Play-Doh app.
That's true. Okay.
They're like, oh, look, I'm making a squishy thing. Like, honest to God, they play with the Etch-a-Sketch app. Like, they play with all these things on their iPads, and I'm like, oh my God, like, it looks like a real Etch-a-Sketch, except it's not.
Nuts.
My kids right now, they started playing with a fidget spinner app.
An app, not the actual.
Yes!
You bought them the high dollar spinners,
know!
And they throw them away and just play with
like,
the
look, app. Dad, it spins forever. I'm like,
dude, I don't have children, and I've never been married, so I wouldn't have children around to have Play-Doh. But every now and then, like a year, every 2 years, I'll whip into a Walgreens, grab a canister of Play-Doh, and just have
for
it in
real?
The car. Yeah,
and
just smell it. Yeah.
All right, so do you have another smell like that? Because the only smell I can think of, like, this is what we want from you guys. What is a smell? And give us a smell that, like, hits you in an emotional spot, and why? Like, I know you like gasoline, which I don't understand.
Sometimes it smells good. The dryer vent, especially in the wintertime, it just has a much more.
Why do smells smell different in the wintertime?
Yeah, the cold has affects it. Yeah.
I think it has to do with, it's the same thing that we've talked about before, and I learn the answer and then I forget the answer, but it's like everybody thinks the world smells, that rain has a smell, and rain does not have a smell. What rain does is put the moisture in the air, and then you can smell more. You can stand here right now and pass gas, and you'll be like, oh, that's bad. But if you do the same thing in the shower, it's so much more pungent because the water in the shower is like tamping down everything else. So the actual smell gets to you. So when it's rained, you're not smelling the rain. You're smelling all the stuff you couldn't smell before.
Okay, that's cool.
And I feel like perhaps winter does the same thing.
With the cold.
Yeah, the cold and the moisture in the air must make. So you're talking about the dryer vent outside your house?
Yeah.
You go stand outside your house.
Uh-huh. I will. Yeah.
It's
kind of great. You know what else smells great, too, that not many people are going to know about? Only smokers will know about?
Okay.
Is speaking, once again, of cold weather. I love going outside in the wintertime, smoking a cigarette, going back inside, and smelling my fingers. It's got this.
Oh, really?
It's got
I used to hate that.
Oh, I love that smell.
That's gross.
That's a good smell.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's because you're a smoker.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah, it's got cool.
When I dated a smoker for a while, I kind of, I grew.
Ha!
I missed it when I, but
ha!
Then it was, because there was a.
Yep.
Yeah.
A good emotional feeling with it.
Does either of you like grass? Not the kind, like cut grass? You like that smell?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. That's good stuff too. It's just summer.
My wife wants to go through like the nuclear decontamination shower if she smells grass.
What?
She
really?
Hates it.
Why?
I don't know. It just smells too strong for her or something. I don't know.
She hates summer. She can't smell summer.
I don't think she likes a lot of like things remind her. You know what it is? She doesn't like dirty. And so wet grass to her is dirty because you're tracking it in. She doesn't like it. To her, it smells like a wet dog.
Wow. That's the first time person I've ever heard say that.
She doesn't like it at all.
Dang.
And she didn't like wet dog. And I kind of liked the smell of wet dog.
I'm never around.
No.
Okay. Well, wait till your dogs are dead.
Wow. Okay.
I'm sorry. Captain Breakdown.
Let's do this topic again.
No, it's like I miss the smell of Mojo after he would like jump in the water.
That's
it's like
cool.
there was when I was in the middle of it, it was always like, oh man. But now I like when I smell a wet dog, I'm like, oh. It makes me miss.
That's cool.
My puppy. Has anybody got a perfume smell from their mom?
You know what? No, I
don't either.
Yeah.
And so many of my friends in high school would be like, oh man, I can't go up to that girl because she smells like my mom. And I'm like, wow. I don't think my mom ever wore anything. So
I had the exact opposite happen to me. I dated a girl in high school and she wore this. It was like a cucumber melon lotion. And I was like, oh my God, that smells amazing. Loved it. And then all of a sudden my mom started wearing it. Never mind.
Took all the hot memories right out of it.
Sure did.
Hey, Mom, can you change the thing here?
You know what it is, one for me?
Yeah.
Is I don't know why, but you know like that chlorine smell you get from a pool on a summer day?
Yeah.
I love that smell.
Me too.
I could sit there and smell that all day, every day.
Me too.
I don't.
You don't like that?
That kind of almost like burns your nostrils a little bit, chemical smell.
Yeah, I love that too.
But if you recall, my first day in swimming lessons, I cut my leg. I ended up the whole summer and had hives and the whole thing. So chlorine makes me think of...
awful memories.
Back to that bring down stuff.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So if you've got a smell that brings something back to you, call Stephen Little D. I'm going to excuse myself because I am just going to find the bad in it. Like, what is wrong with me? What about your dog being dead, man? This is going to suck if I don't pull it together.
Well,
all right. If you got a smell that reminds you of something, bring us back to the smell that makes you happy. Beth?
Yay.
What smells?
Yay. Mothballs.
Ew. You like it?
I love them.
They're okay.
Oh, I love them. In fact, I can't leave the store without going and smelling a box of mothballs.
They're okay.
What is it? Does it remind you of your grandma or something?
Yeah, it's exactly right. She had mothballs all over her house.
What do they do?
They were, when they lived down in Denver one time, I was like in high school, and they bought a house, and they were in that house 1 hour. She opened up the closet door, and about 10,000 moths flew out of the closet.
Yeah, so it changed her.
They moved out.
She was like Batman.
They moved out. So she just bought mothballs and, mothballs. I can't leave the store without at least going down there and smelling a box of mothballs.
They're okay.
Huh. Yeah. I don't think I know what they smell, but they're kind of bitter. I think I'd recognize
you just wouldn't,
it.
You didn't know you were smelling that.
Yeah. Do you like the cedar thing?
Oh, cedar chest?
Yes.
Yes.
You do?
Oh, you guys don't? Cedar mulch? You just put down a bunch of cedar mulch. That smells good.
It doesn't smell the same as like when you line the bottom of a closet with it. There's something. I only like it for a couple of days and then I'm like,
oh, you're over it.
It smells like wet wood to me.
It's probably,
I feel like I have like a water leak or something. I'm like, I gotta fix it. You smell that? The wood's wet. Is that weird?
That's a cedar chest there,
okay,
buddy.
All right. Tony?
Yay.
What's your smell?
Puppy breath, fellas.
Puppy breath is amazing.
The old standby. How do they get rid of it, though? Why do they get rid of it? Just age? Mm-hmm. Or they're eating different stuff then? Or?
You have to get rid of them as soon as they grow up. Get another puppy.
Yep. You just keep churning them out.
Wait a second.
Disposable.
No.
Friends at the Denver Dumb Friends League, they encourage that.
No.
As soon as they don't have that cute puppy face or the puppy breath smell.
When they're too big to cuddle.
When they're too big to cuddle, you take them back. What you got in a newer model? No, that's... No. You know what it is? Puppy breath makes you... It's like a nerve agent that like makes you forget he just peed all over the floor.
ate something valuable.
It is. There's something about it where you're like, oh my God, what did you... Oh, puppy breath.
Puppy
Never mind, you're good. Thank you. I wholeheartedly agree.
They should make like an air freshener, a Glade, and come up with the puppy breath scent.
I don't want that much of it.
Oh, come on.
It's the same. I'm telling you, you would not want the Glade, the silly putty. Just, you wouldn't.
Or the Play-Doh.
Play-Doh, sorry. Is there a difference?
Silly putty. Yeah, a little bit. The smell?
It was the same thing.
No.
Oh.
Silly putty is one color.
I thought one was Hasbro and one was Mattel.
It's their weak facsimile of.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. Heather.
Yay.
What's your smell?
Racing fuel. I used to go to the racetrack with my dad. We run a pit crew and love the smell of racing fuel.
I used to pit for a sprint car team, too. And yeah.
There's something about it, right? Yeah. It smells more like rocket fuel than regular fuel.
It does
something
have a,
like.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So last time we did this, I mentioned that I love that smell as well. And somebody wrote on the text line, you can actually buy candles that smell like racing fuel.
NASCAR candles.
It makes your house smell like a racetrack.
That is an awful idea. You know what we didn't talk about?
What?
Is your weird little thing you go into tire stores?
Why do you remember? Because it's weird. I didn't remember until
the racing thing.
It's not weird at all.
Steve loves vulcanized rubber.
Yeah,
it's and he will just go stand there. It's like, oh, you need some wheels today?
No, I'm good.
Do you need a brake job?
No. Nope.
Did you even bring a car? I don't know. Rub my bike over and just want to smell the rubber.
That's good smell.
Daphne. Yeah. What's your smell?
Yeah. Yeah,
Puppy feet?
Oh, the pads of their...
Yeah, or dog feet, yeah.
No.
I love the smell of their...
It does have a distinctive smell, especially in the sun for some reason. Yeah. It does. It's not. It's okay.
But then they love to walk in everything.
Yeah.
Deb?
Yay.
What's your smell?
The smell of a new doll at Christmas. Oh, my gosh. It's such a great smell.
The plastic of it or the...
My God.
It is. It's the new plastic, though. And it's just... It's a new doll smell. It's just very distinctive.
You know what it is? It's the same thing as a new car. And they've just... science proved. It's like, oh, my God, you guys love new car smell. It's a combination of the chemicals that they put on it.
Yep.
And it's actually noxious and killing you.
That is
so
true.
The faster that smell goes away, the more healthy you're going to be. So it's like the dolls are made out of like, it smells so good. You're huffing your death.
Death huff.
Yes. Denise.
Well, it's probably going to be toxic too, but windshield wiper fluid.
Oh, that's not bad either.
I like it when I pour it.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
It reminds you of that old duplicating when there was carbon copies. You remember?
The mimeograph machine. That was good.
You pour in there and then you smell the paper when it comes off.
It's a cheap buzz.
Oh, my God.
You were in fourth grade. You'd be stumbling around.
You don't understand. Woo. Steve will grab... Every time there's a new marker in here, Steve takes a hit.
Good. Yeah, takes a hit.
You do. You pick it up. It's like, I'm like, dude, it's not a smelling salt, bro. Pam?
Hi.
Hi.
My grandmother.
Pam?
Taboo. It's not a really good perfume.
Taboo.
But she was also a really heavy smoker. So it's the mixture of the Taboo perfume and the cigarette smoke. And when I smell it, it's funny because I'll be in my mom, grandma's been gone for a long time, but I'll be in the mall or something and smell that. And every time I turn around,
it's like grandma's right there.
Yeah. Everything you combine with cigarette smoke, it just smells better. Yeah. It just smells
better. With the walk or something.
Thank you for the call. Taboo and cigarette smoke. Steve, you're not going to convince other people to be like,
oh, just mix everything.
I'm going to take up smoke until I smell better. Ann?
Yay.
Smells.
My grandmother added a kitchen onto her house and had a wood-burning stove put in it.
Yeah.
And she would wake up early in the morning and light the stove and bake biscuits.
Biscuits on a wood stove.
Fresh baked biscuits on a wood
stove.
That's
a good one.
I'm not going to lie. That's really good.
Yeah.
Sherry? Sherry?
Yes.
What's your smell?
Oh, it was the 70s. A man with a little bit of sweat and musk cologne.
Oh, no.
Really?
It's a great combination.
the smell of his sweat isn't enough. You got to put some other beaver pelt.
Hi, Karate.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.